The Marlins are finally back home following Hurricane Irma, and they break out the bats in a big way against Matt Harvey and the Mets.
Marlins get Bohr to the plate with a couple on, and Bohr lines it into right field. That's a hit. Talese around third, up with the ball, Aoki. The throw is late, and Talese scores.
Two on, nobody out. Swinging a drive, left center field, he crushed it. Toward the home run sculpture, Giancarlo hits it out. Number 55. It's a three-run blast to give the Marlins a 5-1 lead.
Gordon knocks one where nobody's playing. In the gap right center. Gordon to third, and he's held there with a two-run triple.
And here's the pitch. And a ground ball base hit through the left side. Home to score is Talese. So now three hits for Ozuna.
Anderson punches one. That's in the gap. That's going to roll a while. Knocks home Stanton. Bohr chugging to third. Freddy Gonzalez will send him. Here comes Bohr. Reyes drops the ball. Anderson stops at third. And Miami's got two more.
The Marlins rack up 19 hits in all on Monday and have themselves a laugher in their return to South Florida. Here's the Marlins skipper, Don Mattingly.
There's a lot went on there. I know the part until he gets hit, which was nice because it does put him in where they want to try to throw a strike. Because you got Ozuna back there who's been, you know, obviously swinging the bat good all night. That kind of extends a little bit, and then we just keep adding on. You know, from there, JB swung the bat good tonight. Marcel was good. D got, a huge hit in one of those innings in there, just to keep extending it. And, obviously it's one of those games you don't get those very often. It's nice to get them every once in a while. Well, a lot of pitches, obviously, through five, but it was, you know, it's I'd rather him do that and give up one than have his pitch count down and give him up four or five. So, obviously, it was kind of different. Got you through 110, I think, or nine. Gets through five. You know, then we kind of go crazy there. Obviously good enough. He made the pitches when he had to. It was just, you know, a lot of pitches.
The Marlins will try to make it two in a row against the Mets on Tuesday night when Odrysamir Despaigne makes the start.